चारू इसको यहाँ थोड़ा सामने इधर बिठाओ, देख सकेंगे वे ज्यादा। ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति बहने,
ओम शांति टू द सिस्टर्स,
गुड मॉर्निंग,
गुड मॉर्निंग,
बोलो तो सही गुड मॉर्निंग,
एटलीस्ट सही गुड मॉर्निंग।
अच्छा, एक भले सारा वीक एक एक दिन हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी से,
इवन इफ वी से
पढ़ाई भी पढ़ते हैं पर खुश भी बहुत रहते हैं,
वी स्टडी वी रिमेन वेरी हैप्पी,
कमाई भी करते हैं खुशी से, कमाई करते हैं कमाई से खुश होते हैं,
इनकम विद हैप्पीनेस एंड सीइंग द
खुशी से कमाई करते हैं
इनकम देयर इज हैप्पीनेस
और कमाई में खुश रहते हैं।
Within the income, there's
हमारी
happiness.
खुशी का आधार है।
What is the basis of our happiness?
पढ़ाई में कमाई है।
Knowing that there is an income in the study.
जीतू भाई को यहाँ बाजू बैठाओ, कब कमाने वाले हैं नदी का।
Should be set close by because he doesn't come.
दूसरा बड़ा भाई कहाँ है?
So often.
आओ आओ, पहले लाइन में बैठाओ साथ में। देखो ये कौन है?
You know Jitu Bhai? And
this
brother?
Adi Ratan, yeah, betho.
Navin Bhai is Gopi's dad. Gopi from Oxford.
Main dhoond rahi thi.
Navin Bhai lives in Brighton.
Ek hai Adi Ratan Sindhwale.
So it doesn't come so often. So one is Adi Ratan. Original deities from
Delhi,
Sindh,
Bombay wale,
original jewels, let's say,
Vishwa
from
Shiva mein
Adi
Ratan.
Bombay and Delhi. So that is original jewels from
Adi
the start
Ratanon
of service.
And
Baba says there is the value of the original jewels because
Baba
they have understood the value of this life from the
Baba
time they took birth to Baba.
Jivan very valuable
so even if someone were to take birth to Baba even today, they should realize the value of this life from the time they belong to Baba.
Jivan very valuable.
Knowing that this life is very valuable. How is that?
Baba ne hamari jivan valuable banayi hai.
Because it is Baba who has made our lives valuable.
बाबा ने कैसे बनाई, सबकी नहीं बनाई,
How
हमारी बनाई।
बाबा मेड आवर लाइव्स वैल्यूएबल, ही हैजंट मेड एवरीबॉडीज लाइव्स वैल्यूएबल।
भगवान की है, भगवान विश्व का बाप है।
द होल वर्ल्ड बिलोंग्स टू गॉड, ही इज द फादर ऑफ द होल
वर्ल्ड। हम लोगों ने स्पेशल
बट स्पेशली हैविंग मेड आवर लाइव्स
वैल्यूएबल।
भगवान
को जल्दी समझ लिया।
व्हाई? बिकॉज़ वी क्विकली हैव
भगवान ने हमको समझा, पर हमने भी भगवान
And
को समझा कैसा है।
एंड ही हैज अंडरस्टूड अस, वी हैव अंडरस्टूड हाउ ही इज।
वो क्वेश्चन उठता है, हम उस पर कुर्बान पहले गए या वो हमारे पर पहले कुर्बान गया?
Did we sacrifice ourselves to him first or did he sacrifice himself to us first?
महेश भाई क्या समझते हैं?
महेश भाई, what do you think?
वो हमारे पर कुर्बान पहले गया है या आप हमारे पर? हम पहले
to us
पहले
first,
वो गया है या पहले हम
we
गए?
We did to him. Which comes first?
है भगवान मीठा बहुत सर्वशक्तिवान है।
God who is so very sweet, he is the almighty authority, he is the innocent Lord.
प्यार दे करके फिर
seeing the love of the children,
अच्छा प्यार तो दिया मैंने, प्यार से फायदा लिया,
you love,
पर कायदा भी है कुछ।
And you've taken the benefit of that, but there's also the law.
प्यार से फायदा ये हुआ,
the benefit that came through his love is that we realized there's nobody like him.
In jaisa koi nahi hai.
There's absolutely no one like God.
सारे संसार को देख लिया पर इन जैसा कोई
world,
नहीं है इसलिए हमारा प्यार हो गया.
दिस इज व्हाई वी हैव लव फॉर हिम.
वो प्यार सबको देता है पर हमारे को पता चला इन जैसा कोई नहीं है.
बट वी नो देयर इज नो वन लाइक हिम.
तो ये समझने
सो दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग
सौदा कर लिया
इज व्हाट इनेबल्स अस टू forge that connection with him, make that deal with him. Yesterday, Daddy was in an interview in Oxford, and the one question that Daddy wasn't asked is what surrender is, and the sister who asked the question is here, and so this evening, Daddy's saying we're going to have another question answer session. And she made Daddy dance yesterday with her questions. She was seeing is Daddy getting confused with her questions, or is she replying correctly, or she kept changing her questions and asked so many questions. It was as if she was testing Daddy.
तो ऐसा जो क्वेश्चन पूछने वाले के पास आंसर पहले होता है पर देखता है आंसर कैसे मिलता है.
Already have the answers beforehand, but they are just curious to know what answer they're going to receive. And so, Baba has not allowed us to have any questions throughout our lives because he gives such answers.
तो कल शाम को बताया ABCD में.
And yesterday evening, that he was sharing the alphabet. It's so easy to write.
But दूसरा ऐसे लगा तो V हो गया.
And you put another stroke next to the I, and it becomes a V. So it's just I and Baba.
बस और कुछ नहीं तकलीफ कुछ नहीं है.
So
मैं
V
Baba
V
victory हो गई.
Victory.
पर तो मुश्किल बात ये है सहज बात को मुश्किल बात बाय बाय कर W कर देते हैं.
That we make the letter W by asking why why.
English लिखने में Q सबसे difficult है.
And in when you write the English alphabet, Q is the one most difficult one to write.
हो गया.
I is easy. V is easy.
बच्चों को सिखाओ बल्कि कॉलेज में पढ़े कहाँ भी पढ़े पर ये तो पढ़े.
Teach your children. When they're learning to write, even if they're studying at school or college, if you haven't taught them the alphabet properly first, then what have they learned?
So, a difficult Q.
So, the difficult one is Q.
तो सदा Q में खड़े रहेंगे.
And if you're using Q, Q, Y, Y all the time, Q is Hindi for Y.
अरे का ज़माना आ गया.
You'll be in a queue. In fact, now is the time, the age for flying. It's not the time for
queuing or running,
walking. Some say, I'm very tired. Little children say, I'm tired. Old people, I say, I'm very tired. And they can weep with that feeling of tiredness. So Daddy says, well, what have you done to make yourselves tired? And they say, how can I tell you how much I've done and how much more I have to do? And their face reveals their tiredness. And that, what sort of life is that? So today, Daddy's invited us to class so that we can make a decision for our lives. A decision that never to get tired in life, never to waste time in tiredness. In tiredness, there's pain in the heart, pain in the head. There can be a stroke. And all of this is because of tiredness. In tiredness, we can sometimes become angry. We get a little bit heated up, or very heated up. Even if there isn't tiredness in words, we might avoid others, or we might feel, oh, let me go, I'm just going to go to sleep, I don't want to come to class. Because I'm not able to do these things. It's better to not listen. Because if I listen and I'm not able to do, then there's a lot of regret. And so, if you're listening and not following, then it's better to not listen.
सदा एक ही बात कहते हैं.
So you always tell us the same thing.
अरे सदा एक बात नहीं कहते. रोज बाबा नई बात सुनाता है मेरे भाई बहने.
Actually, it's not the same every day.
रोज नई मीठी मीठी बातें सुनाता है.
Baba is telling us new things daily.
पर धारणा नहीं होती है तो कहते हैं एक ही बात है.
But because there isn't dharana, you say it's the same thing every day.
धारणा करना इतना सहज है, इतना सहज है.
And imbibe knowledge is so easy, so easy.
ऐसे से बैठो.
Ask me. All you have to शांत
से बैठो.
Sit quietly.
अपने बुद्धि को शांति से, प्रेम से,
teach your intellect with peace,
डालो.
With love, and teach your intellect to be still.
मैंने पुराने जमाने में पुरानी पान पुरानी बातों को से भी सीखा है.
So I've learned these things from.
आप अनाज की दुकान पर जाओ.
Things that I've seen in the olden days. Say, for instance, you go into a grocery shop or a shop where they sell grain, and say the businessman is swindling you when he weighs things on his scales. In the olden days, this never happened. At the time of weighing, if they're not weighing the product properly, they'll show you one product and they will pack something that's of not the same quality. And they may reduce the quantity of what they're selling to you by 1 or 2 pounds. Or they may mix something within the product.
And so
this is how it used to be. And
वो भी अगर तोल माप में ऐसे ऐसे करता है,
a goldsmith or a jeweler who's selling silver things, if they
उसके लिए किसी को विश्वास नहीं बैठे भाई ये तो
nobody will have faith in them and they will say, well, I have this experience, don't go to that person.
तो पहले सिंध में लिखा रहता सस्ता रो एक बार बार महंगा रो एक बार.
There was a saying that was written that if you go for something cheap, you cry again and again. But if you buy something that's expensive, you've only spent once, but you'll never cry because it's of good quality.
दूसरा समझ जाइए भाई जो सामने जिसके साथ कनेक्शन में आ रहा हूँ ना.
That the one with whom I'm coming into connection.
भविष्य में रहेगा या नहीं रहेगा.
Will they be with me in the future or not?
तो कभी भी धोखा देने वाले दुविधा में रहने वाले.
Those who become deceived or are deceived are the ones who always remain in some kind of confusion and doubt.
Business में हो या किस में भी हो.
One who puts on a show, they are deceptive, whether it's in business or in relationships or whatever. So this is why you have to be careful. And the confusion of should I do this or not, I don't know whether I should do this. Why? Because they don't follow God's directions, but they listen to the directions of many others. And then they are confused. They think, oh yes, I do have this thought, but I'll see. And they're listening to so many others. And in this, Baba has given so many teachings, explained so many things. There's a whole list of things. One time, Baba gave me a signal that child, do this. And I understood that this is what I had to do. But yet I went to Mama.
And Mama,
so Baba said, you went to ask Mama whether you should do this or not. After Baba had told you to do this. And so
yes.
I said, yes, Baba, maybe that was my bhavana, my feeling for going to Mama.
So
from that day onwards, anything Baba told me to do, I didn't go to ask anyone else about it. I just did it. And the power that I received through that to this day is the power that's enabling Dadi to move along. It's working still. For one who is in that state of confusion, they will never have faith and trust in themselves. And they will not have faith and trust in what God is saying to them. It's when there is faith and trust in the self, there can be faith and trust in God. And vice versa. Faith and trust in the self.
Then there's faith in God.
Then when there's faith in God and trust in God, then I feel I can trust myself. I have faith in myself.
दो बातें ईश्वर की ऐसी है.
So there are two things within this.
जो कभी भी क्वेश्चन उठता ही नहीं है करूं ना करूं.
That there's never the question, should I do this or not?
या कर लेंगी ये भी नहीं.
Nor that I will do this or I will try it. Those who say I'll try, yes, you're right, but when are you going to do it? It means there isn't that absolute faith and trust.
विश्वास में दो बातें.
So there are two things within faith and trust.
एक है वो ऊंचे से ऊंचा भगवत.
One is that God is the highest on high. The biggest thing of all is that He is the highest on high. And He is the one who resides in the highest abode. He knows everything. He is the one who is the almighty authority.
उनसे जो भी नीचे वाले हैं देवताएं भी हैं ब्रह्मा विष्णु शंकर भी हैं ना.
And all those below Him, even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, are three.
वो भी आकारी रूप में साक्षात्कार होता है.
And we can have visions of those three in their form of light.
Whereas सूक्ष्म स्थूल तो शरीरदारी नहीं है. सूक्ष्म भी आकारी नहीं है.
He doesn't have a form.
इसका निराकार रूप जो है ना.
Of a physical kind or that form like the subtle deities. But He is the almighty authority. And this is why He is known as the creator and director of the drama. He is the creator and He moves us along with His directions,
the director.
And those who follow His directions are hero actors.
साधारण actor director को नहीं देखेंगे.
An ordinary actor doesn't look at the director, but a hero actor follows each and every direction. Why? Because the basis of the whole story depends on the hero actor. And the whole story is based on the hero actor.
इतना wonderful drama बना हुआ है.
So this drama is being created in such a wonderful way. And in that, we are the hero actors.
तो जो क्वेश्चन पूछा ना रोल कॉन्शियस नहीं बनना है सोल में पता चले सोल इसे क्वेश्चन पूछा रोल मेरा क्या है.
The question that Daddy was asked.
अरे तुम सोल कॉन्शियस बनो बता परमात्मा बताएगा.
And Daddy says it's not that we have to be role conscious, we have to be soul conscious. When God is saying, hey soul, this is your part, and I'm telling you, you played this part a cycle ago, and now once again, do the same.
मेरे को देखना फिर मैं जैसे इशारा करूं वैसे चलते चलना तो बड़ा इजी हो गया समझ में आ गया.
ये इशारा करने वाला अंदर से पावरफुल है बहुत. मेरे को चलने में कोई तकलीफ नहीं आती है पहले भी मैंने किया हुआ है याद आया है.
And
you won't feel any difficulty. Do you follow?
तो देखो
समझता है ना.
तो कोई बात मुश्किल नहीं है.
And then nothing is thought to be difficult. So, who is giving the signal? The hero actor has attention on the one who is giving the signals.
And God
knows that a hero actor is the one whose full attention is on God.
An ordinary actor
will not have that full focus on God. Therefore, don't make yourself an ordinary player, an ordinary actor. If you want to play your part in an ordinary way, well, there are thousands, hundreds and thousands like that. After all, it's a world drama. There are 900,000 deities to begin with.
फिर मैंने बाबा के सामने कहा ना 33 करोड़ देवता है तो निर्भय भाई ने कहा था 33 करोड़ देवताओं को अब भी तो 33 करोड़ देवताओं को मानने वाले होंगे.
And so there will be
33 करोड़ देवता बनेंगे नहीं
who will believe in the deities.
Abhi banenge 9 lakh.
I was having this conversation with Nirer Bhai.
Samajh gaye na, badi achhi gehri baat hai. Ab banenge 9 lakh, karon mein se banenge 9 lakh.
So 900,000 deities will be created.
And
let me at least come into the rosary of 16,108. They too will be honest and cooperative. They will not be those who become confused or deceived by anyone, nor will they deceive others. After all, the rosary is being created. Baba is creating the rosary.
जो 16,000 में भी आने वाले कभी दुखी नहीं बनेंगे.
Special jewels.
अभी जो कोई दुखी होता है समझे 16,000 में नहीं आ सकता.
Those who feel sorrow in any way should understand
तो भी नहीं आ सकता है.
That will not allow them to come into the rosary of 16,108. If somebody is deceived, it means they are innocent, they are fools.
निष्कामी नहीं है.
If somebody deceives others, it means they aren't selfless. So they have to be servers who are selfless.
Sarvashaktivan ke shakti se Baba mera kalyankari hai.
To know Baba is my benefactor.
Hai, main kalyankari hu, tum mera bachcha vishwa ka kalyankari tumko banna hai.
And he says, Ji, you Baba. Are my world server child.
Main
you have to be absolutely selfless.
Main kalyankari hu.
You can see that I am selfless, he says.
Sabka kalyankari hu.
That I bring benefit to everyone. But who will bring benefit to the world practically?
Samay anusar.
According to the time.
विश्व में पाप भ्रष्टाचार बहुत है.
There is so much sin in the world, so much corruption in the world. And he says, you become pure souls, charitable souls, elevated souls, elevated through your actions.
परमात्म याद की शक्ति से खत्म कर दो.
And whatever have been the sins of the past, finish them with the power from God.
तुम सबको हाँ करूँगा.
All you have to do is say yes to him, to doing what he instructs, and he will be the one who makes you do that task. So what's the difficulty in saying yes? And I feel amazed by that. And you ask someone to say do something and they say yes, I understand. And they kind of nod, but it's not that complete commitment.
बहुत आनंद पाया है, बहुत खुशी पाई है.
And I've experienced so much bliss and happiness through simply following Baba's directions.
वो कभी सफलता नहीं पाएंगे.
But for those who say yes with uncertainty, they will never experience success.
भगवान स्वयं बोले तो
you know, in the Lokic world, even if a guru gives some instruction, they are ready to follow. But these days, when somebody is asked to do something, they sort of move their head and don't know whether they're saying yes or no. So that he doesn't know whether to understand yes or no from what their head movement is.
सीधी बात है.
It's very straightforward actually.
जो बात तो सच्ची अच्छी लगती है.
When you like something, it's easy, it's straightforward.
एक बच्चे को भी एक स्पून थोड़ा अच्छा अमृत पिलाती हूँ ना. हाँ खोलता है ऐसे करता है.
When a little baby is given
छोटे बच्चे को अमृत की पिलाती फट से आके खोलता है ऐसे करता है. दोबारा भी पीता है, तीसरा बार भी पीता है.
Their eyes open and they enjoy that nectar and they are wanting more.
बच्चे ऐसा लगता है भाई अच्छा लगता है तो उसका और भी दो भले दो भले खाओ.
It's true for everyone actually. You offer somebody something nice to eat and they'll enjoy it and they'd like some more.
तो गेस्ट आए थे तो
मधुबन there were some guests.
आइसक्रीम बड़ी अच्छी बनी थी.
And that day very lovely ice cream had been made. And so daddy gave them ice cream to eat.
खिलाने वाले दूसरा वाली चाहिए.
The one who was serving asked, would you like some more? And they said yes, yes. And the third time that person came around and said, would you like some more? And that person who was eating was amazed that they're being offered still more. And they thought, well, I've never seen this sort of hospitality anywhere else. And so Baba gives the kind of love that you would to a little child. So the time of caring for others. Think of them as young, as little. And to accept what your elders say and remove the sorrow of the little ones, the younger ones. So to this day, I have not forgotten my childhood with Baba. And Baba says, don't forget the days of your childhood, because if you do, you will have to cry. So our childhood is very sweet. In childhood, there is the power of faith. Whose child am I? In childhood, one is carefree. There's no kind of worry. In childhood, there is student life. And there is that unbreakable faith that this is the best life. This is the best study. And whose child I am. So when one has faith in the intellect, then there is the fortune of being carefree. After all, what is there to worry about? There's nothing to worry about. Some very good brothers and sisters, they worry. What is there to worry about? Just be well wishers, definitely be that. And for yourself, make effort with honest bhavna, with good feeling, pure feeling for oneself. But worry is something that will not enable you to make effort. And if you keep any kind of sorrow within, then rather than experiencing happiness, you're not actually able to Baba accumulate the power of faith.
So Baba
is giving constantly. So let there be that faith. Some may feel that somebody's moment of sorrow has come. But actually, no, that's not the case. Now is the time for us to experience supersensuous joy. And that is experiences this. Send Daddy's remembrances, love to Malaysia, and send this class also. And somebody's son has got eye cancer, and the whole family is very fearful. The whole family belongs to Baba.
And
I spoke to them on the phone and said, look, don't worry. Why? Because the soul, the body and soul are becoming purified. Baba always says, remember golden age. In golden age, there will not be any kind of fears.
There won't be
untimely death.
And so,
whatever is happening is in order to purify the vision. So it doesn't matter what may be happening to the body, the soul is becoming purified and the elements of the body are becoming purified, and sickness is the instrument through which it's happening. Otherwise, you feel like doing this thing and that thing and the other thing. And Daddy says, for a moment, just be silent, be at rest, and experience the soul conscious stage, and remember Baba a lot. Okay, a little signal of sickness comes, but it's in order to practice silence, stillness, soul conscious stage. So Mama used to share these things, which have been so useful to me.
And
when Dali was practicing her nursing in the yajna, she liked very much making everyone comfortable and peaceful. She gives them that help they needed. And one time, Baba said to Mama to tell Daddy Janki to rest. And I thought, well, how will I be able to help the others if I'm resting? And Baba said directly, have entire rest. That is, have rest internally and externally. And so I understood Baba's signal, and so I took that rest.
Rest
internally. So there's never restlessness. Even recently I said to Dadi Gulzar that 3 years ago, Baba used to say to me, take rest. Baba used to say, rest is best, take rest. And now, Baba doesn't tell me that anymore. Baba used to say, child, take rest. And now, for the last 3 years, Baba doesn't even have the thought of saying, take rest to me.
So the things that I'm
telling you is so that you increase the value of your life. Don't ever be restless.
And yesterday also,
I was saying to someone that it doesn't matter whether you have pain in your knees or joints or head, just remember Baba, and Baba is the magician. He will give you such a massage, he will remove that pain. And up until the time the doctor comes, the pain will have gone, and the doctor will ask, well, why have you called me?
Baba itna healer hai.
So Baba is the greatest healer.
आज के जमाने में जल्दी जल्दी डॉक्टर और हॉस्पिटल जाते हैं
पुराने जमाने में हीलर को बड़े nowadays people go to the hospital very quickly when something happens to them. But in the olden days, Baba would simply just massage someone and stroke them and the pain will have gone. And Baba never made any show of that. Baba has never made any show of this.
Baba ko ka, Baba,
others do.
Aap thora sa chalenge.
One time we said to Baba, Baba,
maine ka, Baba,
this person has this difficulty.
Wo doctor na aayega, mar jayenge.
Meet him, look at him. And Baba said, no, call a doctor for him.
And I thought,
why is Baba saying this? And it was because Baba said, the child doesn't have faith in Baba.
अपने कमरे में बैठ कर मुझे इंजेक्शन लगा सुला दिया.
One time, Baba told Dada Vishwaratan to give an injection to me.
मैं दूसरी जगह थी.
Baba was in his room.
बाबा को बाबा इतना मैं देखता हूँ इस समय सब बहुत है बेचारी नींद नहीं करती है. अच्छा
बाबा was in his room and
Dada
Vishwakishore actually Dada Vishwakishore. Baba said to him, go and check, is the child asleep?
Jano, pehchano, bara meethe meethe anubhav karo,
Baba was looking after Dadi from the distance
still. Vaijanti mala mein aa jayenge.
And
so you come into
the part of, into the rosary of victorious Jews, if you are so carefree and have that absolute Bhagwan faith in Baba. But those who worry,
chinta karne wale se Bhagwan ki nahi banti hai.
But for those who stay in good wish, with good wishes for others and experience good wishes from others, they will never have worry. And Baba would give us the experience, never mind negativity, but he would pull you into sweet thoughts that give happiness.
Person अपन को तो मिलता है जिनके साथ रहते हैं वो भी सुखी रहते हैं.
Because you're experiencing that personally, those who live with you can also experience that from you.
भाग्यवान कौन जिसके सब जो जहाँ भी रहा हो खुद सुखी रहा हो.
So who is a fortunate soul?
जो उनके संग रहे हो सुखी रहे हो.
Are happy themselves, and those who stay in the company of such souls also feel happiness from them, never any kind of sorrow. So such souls can be part of the rosary of victory. And this is the time to become that. God is selecting souls from around the world and creating his rosary. It's a wonder how he's selecting souls. It may be from 1,000, it may be from hundreds of thousands that Baba has chosen souls. So when there has been effort that is consistent, and what happens is sometimes there's effort, sometimes there isn't, sometimes there's alertness, sometimes there's carelessness. Alertness occasionally, sometimes, and most of the time there's carelessness. So where would such a soul go? And Baba has said that some souls are careless and others are royally careless with royalty. And they'll say, oh yes, everything's going well. We can study sitting at home, and they will do parrot fashion teaching. And they'll say, my yoga is very good. And I like being in solitude.
But
they don't really know what the power of yoga is, what the power from God is like. And then Baba would have three words:
parahi, prapati,
sustenance, study, and property. All three would be visible in the soul. The sustenance and feeling happy that wherever God puts me, I'm happy. Whatever He gives me to eat, I'm satisfied. And the study that He teaches us is so elevated that the soul is able to study as well as keep their intellect with Baba whilst engaged in any task. And with honesty and virtue, they keep their intellect with Baba.
कर्म से है
योग बाबा से
ऐसा है ईश्वर करा रहा है इनसे
ये मनुष्य God is enabling you to do everything.
कैसे ये करता है कैसे चलता है भगवान चलाता है
It's not in the hands of any human beings, but people can see that it's God is making you do everything, and this is the result of the study.
पर प्राप्ति इतनी है जो प्राप्ति कुछ है ही नहीं
the attainment
सना संतुष्ट है
the attainment or property I said earlier but attainment
संतुष्ट जो रहने वाला है ना जैसे उनके मस्तक पर कुछ चमकता है
totally contented and this will be seen by the sparkle on the forehead and the jewel is shown on the forehead
कभी ऐसे ऐसे नहीं होता
for one who is contented satisfied,
कभी कोई क्वेश्चन पूछेगा जवाब भी देंगे तो भी मस्तक से पता चलता है ये सब
If you ask them a question, then some people's forehead will show some state of question or confusion, lines on the forehead. But for one who is contented, their forehead will reveal that. To always remain content is the sign of
सफलता है संतुष्ट रहना
the most elevated form of effort
और हमारे अपने पुरुषार्थ में भी सफलता
that you're making the right kind of effort and then
शिवा में भी सफलता
in every way in your relationships in service
सफलता ही सफलता
in your own stage and so there's nothing but success
तेरे पीछे पीछे चिमचिम
कर गया Baba had said that Success will follow you. It's like there'll be a shower of success. I remember one time Sister Jenti had cried in front of Baba that Baba, we make so much effort and yet nobody is coming. At that time we were making such effort to try and bring a VIP to Mother Baba. And so in front of Baba she shed some tears and Baba said that you just continue making the effort and The success will come shimmering to you.
And so,
if one has that absolute faith and trust and works, does service with that faith and trust, just see how success will come shimmering to you.
And
it's a waste of time to think. Will there be success? What sort of thinking is that? The hard work of Brahmins, the feelings of Brahmins enable success to come. Never to think that we had to work so hard.
भगवान के घर में ऐसे भिखारी बन करके आएंगे पर अधिकारी बन के जाएंगे.
People will come to God's house.
कल भिखारी थे शांति के, अभी तो शांति के दूत बन गए.
Beggars of peace, and then when they leave, they will go away.
इतना उनको अच्छी लगेंगी.
Like
कहेंगे मैं तो शांति का मैसेज सबको देने लिए तैयार हूँ.
And they will say that I'm prepared and ready to give the message of peace to everyone.
जो निमित्त बने हुए हो ना.
But we who become instruments.
वो ऐसे हो जैसे हमारे सतीश भाई. आज सतीश भाई को याद किया है. हमारे डॉक्टर कहाँ बैठा है?
हमारा डॉक्टर कहाँ है? Where is that this doctor? Doctor.
अरे मेरा डॉक्टर, देखा ये डॉक्टर ऐसा है. आओ पहली लाइन में, पहले इसको जगह दो. सदाई पीछे रहता है.
Daddy says we should give him a space in the front seat. And Daddy reminded
तेरे बाप का याद है तुमको?
Narendra. Daddy reminded him of the anniversary of his father's departure. And so today, we should trap him in such a way that he'll always be here.
यहाँ डॉक्टर को बिठाओ. वहाँ कुर्सी पर ही आपके लिए.
Offer Dr. Narendra a seat.
मैं ढूंढती रही, देखो पीछे बैठता है.
And Daddy was looking for him. So Aarti Ben,
नहीं यहाँ सीट खाली की आपके लिए.
Samir Bhai are sitting in the front. They're all
relatives.
This is. She wants him to look at everyone so everyone can see who Daddy's doctor is.
डॉक्टर मुझे नहीं पूछता है.
Daddy says, I ask after his well-being. He doesn't ask me after my well-being.
दुनिया भर में बताती हूँ मेरा डॉक्टर ये है.
The whole world, Dr. Narendra is my doctor.
15-17 साल हो गए.
It's 15-17 years that he's been Daddy's GP.
तो भाग्यवान वो.
हाँ.
And so, तो पीछे बैठेगा काम कैसे होगा?
If he sits at the back, then how will he be able to do what Daddy's been saying?
रोज आना चाहिए पर नहीं आता है, कारण बताता है.
He should come every day, but he has some reasons for not coming. And you heard what I said.
Baba
used to say to me to take complete rest.
तो बाबा इतनी शक्ति देता है ये जो क्लास में आना, अच्छी तरह से पढ़ाई पढ़ना, सारे दिन में पेशेंट जो भी आएगा ना बेचारा खुश होके जाएगा.
And you'll see when the patients come to you, they'll be very happy when by the time they leave. You won't have to work hard on them.
अभी मुझे चिंता है, बीमारों की चिंता नहीं है.
But I'm a little bit
डॉक्टर सर्जन नर्सेस की बड़ी चिंता है.
Of the work of the doctors and nurses and I actually worry about them because they have so much on their heads and they get sued for little things. And so, what would the Chanki Foundation do, Mahesh Bhai? They will liberate everyone from all these forms of distress.
तो ऐसे अपने अनुभव से
औरों को भी दुख हो से मुक्त करना है. Janki Foundation. And so what do we have to do? What do doctors have to do? Liberate everyone from pain and sorrow. The pain may go, but the sorrow doesn't go. The habit of causing sorrow, creating sorrow for oneself, is something that we have to remove with the power of faith. With the nourishment of happiness.
मैं बाबा का हूँ, बाबा मेरा है. मैं बाबा का हूँ.
In that awareness that I am Baba's and Baba is mine. Okay. Om Shanti.
माई है and, नहीं अच्छा ओके.
Dr. Narendra's mother.
याद ले लेना माँ के.
Daddy's asking if she's here, but actually she isn't.
समझ गए ना, बाबा कल्याणकारी है, सर्वशक्तिवान है, करण करावन आहार है, ऊंचे से ऊंचा भगवान है.
The highest authority, the almighty,
ऊंचे से ऊंचा भगवान है, करण करावन आहार है, सर्वशक्तिवान है.
He is the benefactor.
ऐसा मेरा बाबा है तो मैं कौन हूँ?
So when my Baba is such, what should I be? So Mariam, if you ask the sister with you,
भोग लगाने का प्यार किसे पता है? हमारी नहीं है अपनी बड़ी मीठी बहन है. मैंने कहा तुम भी भोग लगा दो.
She's a very sweet sister.
Satika, to wo bhi yuddh ko na hove, bhai palana chala gaya.
So not to have the sorrow that so-and-so has left the body.
Yaad karenge to usko,
but if you remember them
tumko dukh nahi hoga, usko bhi sukha ke vibration milenge.
Then you won't feel sorrow and they will feel the vibrations of happiness
Achha,
through you.
Achha, ye yaha karo thora.
So a special offering of bhog today.
Thank you.
For Dr. Narendra's father and the sister that he just remembered, their connection, and Satish Bhai also, Satish Bhai of Ilford. So, baskets of fresh fruits for Baba. And a basket of flowers. Huge basket of flowers, actually. We have Sister Kanan from Oxford, who's also going to sit to offer bhog. And the children's class, the little brothers from the children's class, little Eleanor. They're all sitting in the front on the floor. It's a lovely scene from up here. So all the Kumaris are offering bhog today. There's Vasanti Ben, Amisha Ben, Kanan Ben, Aarti Ben, and Dadi in the midst of all of them. I think everyone knows Amisha Ben's mother, Usha Ben of Loughborough, who looks after the centre in Loughborough. trying to take the bow off of the flowers. I think Daddy wants to get the flowers unwrapped. Yep, successfully. That's lovely. This is the only time we light a candle in Baba's house, when Daddy sits to offer bhog.
Om Shanti. I think it was just a couple of weeks ago that Baba had asked in the Murli that we have yoga to increase our lifespan. And then Daddy had asked the question, so why do we want to increase our lifespan? And the answer that Daddy had given at that time is so that we can experience liberation in life. But for me, that raised the whole question of my Brahmin life and the fact that in the Iron Aged world, there was such discontentment and a search. And then when I came to Baba, it was as if I'd come home and the soul was content. But over time, just the feeling that I've come home and, okay, there's no more pain and sorrow in to the extent as you experience in the Iron Age. But what happens is the soul becomes comfortable, and then slowly carelessness comes because you're comfortable and you're safe in Baba's house. And so for me, that question that came up that Daddy had said, you know, why do we want a long life? For me, it just refreshed that whole aim for my Brahmin life, and just to keep that aim in front of me, the aim of Lakshmi and Narayan, the image of Vishnu, and that is the effort that I'm making. And then what happens is, one, that the carelessness goes away, but also that everything that happens on the journey becomes a side scene and my focus is on the aim. Om Shanti.
We had Daddy come and stay with us last night, and it was just like old days. It's been a little while since Daddy's been with us at Bhavabhavan. And after everybody had left and Daddy was eating her fruit, I'd popped up just to talk to Daddy just and say good night. And she was then, before I could say anything, Daddy started saying this and this and this and this, and gave me a list of things. And normally when Daddy speaks to me in this way, there's a feeling of, well, I wish I could do it. I really wish it was possible to make someone else's fortune in such a way that they come closer to God. And just yesterday I'd been thinking, this is now the time. It's time now that whatever thought that is given to me should become reality in a way that everybody else's fortune is made. Just as and Daddy had been reminding me how from childhood my fortune has been made for me, in the same way now's the time for everybody else's fortune, anybody who comes in contact, their fortune to be made directly with God, not just with the Brahma Kumaris, but directly with God. People should feel this. And so that's one thing that really, really touched me. And so this morning when I was sitting at Amrit Vela, I thought, okay, this is my gift now that I want to take on board and share with the world. But then the other thing, and Daddy's been saying it since she's been coming back, about how everybody complains about being tired. And I've been feeling that every time Daddy takes this up, there's a little percentage of it for me, definitely. But it's been a bit like an injection. Instead of being injected with something to give you energy, it's actually like Daddy's been, you know when you pull the stopper out? It's a bit like that. She's pulling out the last bit of tiredness within the soul so that soul stays light and is able to dance the way Baba wants it to. So those were my thoughts this morning.
Gracias.